Everybody, it's Roger and James here, Thunderous Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to rant a little bit about global release dates. And this is going to kind of come from, not just for movies, but for video games, for collectibles, for all kinds of bits and pieces. Because, especially the last few weeks, I've mentioned it quite a few times about Disney have been just a bugger for this summer. Because Incredibles 2 got pushed back from like early June to literally this past week. It only got released here in the UK. Ant-Man came out last week in the US. It's not coming out over here till beginning of August. And when you're getting, when you're getting Christopher Robin, we're getting Ant-Man. So that means now Christopher Robin's now been pushed back a couple of weeks as well. All because of the kids' holidays that they seem to think will take more money in the 6 weeks holidays than because we all have our kids don't break up for a couple more weeks yet. So they've pushed everything back. Now that kind of ties into this. Also, the Incredibles 2 video game got pushed back 3-4 weeks because of the movie. And then it comes down to collectibles, which are just a nightmare in itself, because like one store might have it, one store doesn't have it. All the stock hasn't reached the UK yet, but it hasn't quite got, but it's appearing in shops in the US. Things appear on the Lego store a week earlier, or Shop Disney, where one thing will arrive on a Tuesday over there, and then on a Wednesday they arrive here, or we get it, and then a week later you guys get it. And it's, in what I do, I probably am much more aware of just how frustrating the dates are for everything, where this Zoom Zoom set is out on Tuesday, and then the following Thursday I then write, it's out now in America, or vice versa. It's just a pain. And nowadays, it feels like a lot of this is an old way. It's just an old way of businesses looking at stuff. Now, it must be hard to do global releases, but yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
It's a very 20th century way of approaching things.
Yes.
And it's becoming more and more pronounced every single year. And it's not just through this show, because, you know, more and more people are connected to people in other countries through Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. So, you know, even if we weren't doing this show, I've got friends in England, I've got friends in Japan, I've got friends in various other places around the world, and it's already been made clear that they don't want to hear stuff about Ant-Man and the Wasp because they're not going to get it. And now this is stupid because I have to make a choice on my Twitter, if I actually used my Twitter, but you know, I'd have to make the choice. Do I want to put Ant-Man stuff on it, and potentially these people in England are now spoiled?
But also, it can go the other way, because look at what happened with Infinity War. We were getting it a week before you guys, and then they pulled the US release forward to match it. I mean, and I know there was problems with, I think, Thor Ragnarok. We got it like a week early, and it, you know, these kind of things just, I mean, I know with Thor Ragnarok, I put up a picture of me holding the Blu-ray. And then Americans were going, it's out yet. It's not out yet. Why would you get it so early? It's like, well, it's not out for you guys for 2 weeks. See, it does go the other way. It's not always,
it does.
It's not always the Brits getting it last. It's, you know, and now in this global community, we're all aware of it. I mean, even just like you say, you've got that poster behind you of The Incredibles with the poster on it. We see that here on the YouTube channels and on the websites and all, and we are getting your adverts. And then they're
off. Yeah, of course.
So it's not even, and people are confused because, you know, the trailer for a movie comes out and it will say the date on it. And then they change it for us, but they don't, people haven't seen it. We're living in a global community, and I think for some things it's easier than others. I can understand the distribution of a product to a store can be a little bit trickier because you're shipping it from, say, Vietnam and it's going to different stores. But movies that are all being dealt with through digital distribution to the cinemas, because they're not sending big reels now to
right. You know, so they send USB. All the videos go to theaters on little USB sticks now.
Yeah,
you can mail it in a regular.
I think envelope. A lot of it as well. They log in and they actually download them. And
I think they're going in that direction. At this point, from all of the movie theater people that I know, they still receive them on USB, but you can't actually pull anything off the USB until you download, you know, a key file that's provided. Yeah. And normally the key file is only provided in some cases, in like Star Wars The Last Jedi and Force Awakens, were literally hours before their first showing, which kind of sucks for them because they have to watch it before the showing to ensure that the quality is good.
Yeah.
And if the quality isn't good, they don't have enough time to get a replacement. Yeah. So that's a whole other can of worms. But yeah, like you said, up until this year, it was actually you guys got a lot of the Disney movies before we did, but it was only a week or two, so it wasn't that bad.
Well, like Coco, we didn't get till February, and you guys, and Wreck-It Ralph was the same, both Coco this year, and it's a prime example of a movie came out in November, we didn't get it till February. I then, because I actually felt, and to be honest, it was a bit like, I've already missed the opportunity, I've already missed my window. So I then waited for the Blu-ray release, which obviously then was 3 months later for me. I didn't get it till June. It's like ridiculous. I mean, that's why when I was at college, every single one of my DVDs was imported from the US because I was able to watch them before they were even out in the cinema 20 years ago.
And that raises another issue completely, which is especially with the DVD releases, it really encourages countries that are not getting it day and date with us, or we're not getting it day and date with you, to go online and try to find it illegally. Because as we know, you know, people will torrent stuff, they'll pirate stuff, sure. But there is a subsection of pirates and who only do it because it's not readily available in other means. You know, we saw this with Game of Thrones back when that first came out. You know, it was completely unavailable digitally. You had to watch HBO in order to see it. You couldn't buy it on Amazon, you couldn't buy it on iTunes, any of these things. And the piracy shot through the roof. Once it finally became available digitally so that you could buy it legally, obviously piracy didn't go away. There's still plenty of people who are just going to download it because. But the piracy went down because it was readily available in easy to get ways. And if you're looking at this and you're going, well, I'm not going to see Ant-Man for 3 months because it releases over here one month and releases over there another month. It's really kind of a backhanded encouragement for you to do the illegal thing.
Yeah, but especially when you've got the home video release. Say like Ant-Man. Ant-Man's going to come out for you probably what?
November? Maybe October.
Let's go October, right? Which means that when that gets released in the US, it's only maybe 6-8 weeks from when it came out over here. It's probably still in cinemas. We're not going to get it probably till December, which means then that whole of October, November, you can stream or download HD full copy before it's out over here to buy legally or to rent. And that's where the cut problem comes in. I mean, I used to do it when I was a student. And, you know, TV shows. I remember Smallville. Smallville, we had a 6 to 9 month delay between America and England because they used to hold it back for the summer. Now most TV shows, they put on the following day because they know that people are just going to stream it. So the digital releases and stuff, it's just, it feels such an old way of, like, it's such an archaic way of doing stuff. It's like, okay, so the summer season over here for the kids' holidays, they might make more money at the cinema. Well, if Incredibles 2 will have a long run anyway, it should still be able to pull the money in. It's like, it's because I know what it is. It's because the cinemas are all jacked up for your holidays with the June and July releases where we have them a bit later. And it just feels very odd. It's like Incredibles 2 video game. Only came out here in the UK on Friday. All the hype and all the excitement about it was 3-4 weeks ago online, you know, when you were on all the websites looking at all the YouTube videos. It's like, for me now, there is no incentive for me to actually do very any content for it because it's old. It's old now. It's been done, it's been dusted, and it's moved on. And it's like, okay, I understood why they did it, but we should never have had that delay to begin with.
No, we really shouldn't have. And, you know, it becomes a bigger and bigger issue the longer this goes on. You know, And people really aren't going to tolerate. People already have very little reason to go to movie theaters. They're overpriced. Generally speaking, you don't get your money's worth in most cases, unless you have, here in the States, you've got like a movie pass, or more and more of the theaters are adopting a movie pass style thing. Yeah. I think AMC just announced, you know, there's, you can pay a single monthly fee and see X amount of movies in that month, which is a better price than going to each one individually. We're starting to see that model kind of come through, and that's making things better. But, you know, we're still looking at the price of a DVD or more to go see a movie, which is one and done at the theater. And, you know, people aren't really willing to do that anymore. No. So not only do you, are you kind of discouraging people because now the movie's 3 weeks old by the time you even get it, but now you still want to pay. I don't know what your theater prices are, but I'm sure they're comparable to ours, which would be probably around $12 on the low side and up to $18 or $19 on the premium end. So
It can vary between like £7 on a cheap Tuesday to right up to £15.
Yeah, I wasn't counting our cheap Tuesday. They can get down to like $6 at that point.
It's like even like the Infinity War Blu-ray, DVD, etc. got announced last week. Coming out digital in the US end of July. We aren't getting it on Blu-ray till the second week of September, even though the movie came out at the same time on the same day. So there's no so we're going to probably end up getting that Blu-ray about 2 weeks after you. Not a huge amount, but it's like the digital version probably going to kick in. But it's things like that. It's just like, why is it not a global release? Why is a digital release not, especially a digital, why is a digital release not global? Why is it? But then again, we have this whole other issue of you getting proper digital system over there. We don't have that here. It just feels very odd. And then I just want to get a little bit on here on toys, because very noticeable with, at this precise minute, with Marvel Legends, Black Series, like there's a new Marvel, there's lots of Marvel Legends come out this last couple of months. You got the Deadpool wave, the X-Men wave, the Venom wave. Some stores have got them in, and some stores have got them out. Some stores have still got them on pre-order for August. It's like, what, where, is there, and I know with like Infinity War, they used to put big boxes, things on the boxes going, do not release until this date.
Some and people would still put them out.
Yeah, but people might put them out, but generally it meant then that the retailers had a little bit more of a, right, we've got to hold everything for this date. Otherwise, we could get into trouble with Hasbro or, you know, Funko or whatever it is. But this thing, it's like, I'm looking, it's like, you know, pre-order for, you know, late August, and going, but this other retailer's got them in stock, or people have already been doing, you know, people have already got, and especially in this, like, collector's environment where everyone wants the new stuff now. You know, you see it on, you know, when someone posts something on Facebook, everyone's asking, how'd you get it so quick? You know, and people, I mean, to me, like, there's a difference between leaking it, or it's leaked out onto a shelf and people got pictures and stuff, because there's tons of Funko stuff that happens all the time. And then there's, like, you know, why is there not a special, you know, like they did with, like, the Infinity War and the Solo toys, where they have a date and all the retailers all released them on the same date? I can understand moving products around the globe. That's a little bit more tricky to get your release dates right. And the trouble is, it goes into a supermarket, and the staff there they can't see the difference between that and a bag of peas, and they just put it out on the shelf. And I think that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, it sounds about right, honestly. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other topic. I think we talked about it quite some time ago, actually, but it's still worth remembering that in a lot of cases, it's not the fault of the retailers. You know, they receive it on the day, and in which case, who knows what's going on with the shipping, or, you know, the retailers, the actual stockers who are paid minimum wage, they don't care, so they just throw it out there, or they completely forget to. There have definitely been times, for video games or whatever, I know the game comes out, I've stopped by at Target or Best Buy after work to kind of pick it up on the way home, and it's not out because nobody knew they were supposed to put it out.
So. Yeah, I've completely stopped going to supermarkets for product for day of release for anything because it's never out. They don't understand. The trouble is that business doesn't understand it. They aren't interested. It's just a product that goes on the shelf. And so therefore, they don't understand the business. You go in there on new, on any new release date, albums, movies, video games, toys, they're just not out because they, the staff don't understand it. And that's, and even when they have a big, you know, I remember back in April for the Avengers stuff and all the Star Wars, I've done it twice, where it's like, right, all the stuff's out today. People are posting pictures. I go into four shops and not one product's out on the shelf. I had one place, I went to buy them, they took them all off me and said, we can't sell them to you. It's like, today's the day you can sell this stuff. It's like, you go online and I can order it. It's this weird thing, and I think retailers and wholesalers and all the rest, they've got to start changing their, they've got to flick, because they have a big problem as well, is the old way of international rights and different countries and different things and different retailers and stuff. And I think they all need to just get away. They need to start thinking globally for everything. It's hard, but with a digital system, there is no reason for it. It's just literally just making it available. And I can't help but feel like, as a whole, this problem is just going to get... As people are so connected now, it really... And it's like, even just putting in... You type in the words of Incredibles 2 release date into Google, it gives me the wrong date. That's what the problem is, even just down to something so simple. Unless I type in UK release date, I might get a different thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's so weird because a lot of times all they have to do is scan the item and it'll be in the system one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, Lego pretty much, they seem to be very good at, like, Lego Store UK in America. Usually, I think other than the Harry Potter stuff, there's like a week delay in that. Most of the time, the first of the month, everything goes up. And that's it. Funko are really weird. I mean, it's got a little bit better since they took over a company over here, the distribution network. But it is just this weird thing of... And even Disney Store themselves. I mean, Ant-Man toy box figure comes out on a random Tuesday. On the Friday, you guys got him. And then the other, it's just very weird. Even Disney can't seem to get it right, even between themselves, between the Disney Store and Shop Disney. They can be completely different dates. And it's just very odd, and it's just very frustrating, and I don't know. It just feels, it's like I said, the Incredibles 2 video game, there is no hype about the UK release because it's been and gone and dusted. And I mean, there wasn't a lot of hype for that game anyway, but as a whole, it's just a bit odd.
And, you know, especially these days where all of us are in a, you know, see it, want it, do it mentality. Yeah. And if you miss that window, which is microseconds long,
yeah,
it's not going to work out for you.
Yeah.
It's just straight up, you know, you'll be on to the next big thing.
You know, it's like the kids watching YouTube videos, say, like, you know, like the Incredibles stuff when that all came out, you know, and kids are watching their favorite YouTubers doing stuff, and they're like, this game's, and they're going, oh, the game came out. And they go, and the kids go to look for it. It's not available. What? It's like you're thinking so archaic to the ways of what it used to be like. And most video games now are very much like global release dates. They are very, very. Video games have probably become the best. I think The Incredibles is the only real one that's been very. Sometimes we get a few days, but generally most things now have become day and day. I think like Toad Tracker. I think was Friday was the day. I mean, I got it luckily on Wednesday night through the mail, but yeah, most of things now, video games have got, are probably the best example right now, bar Incredibles 2, of most things having global release dates.
Yeah, and they had to, because the video game market was still developing and they had the chance to kind of build into it. Movies, toys, etc., they've been around forever, and they're still using the distribution ideas, let alone the infrastructure that they've been using since they started. And these big businesses, Disney, Universal, Paramount, all these guys, they move very, very slowly. But they need to. They need to update this because the world is a different place. And if you do not have everything out at the same time, you lose an entire portion of your market because they will be on to something else by the time it finally comes out.
Yeah. For them. I mean, it's Incredibles is a perfect example. It's out now in the cinema. It came out. I said to my wife about going and seeing it. And I'm a bit like, I want to go see it. And I want to see it. But all the buzz on my social feed was 3 weeks ago. 3-4 weeks ago with everyone yapping about it, when we all saw Incredibles all on the, or sorry, Infinity War or Black Panther, the whole, everyone was chirping in, and you didn't get all the, I mean, Funko announced a pop the other day and all the British people were like, whoa, you're spoiling it. It's like, well, it's not actually their fault. They've not really had this, they probably didn't even realize the movie was even not out in another territory. I know Coco, I don't think it got released in Japan. I think there's the difference. It didn't get released in Japan until like March, so nearly 6 months. I can understand the concept of, you know, if they've got to redub it and rechange it and it's in a different language, but especially like English speaking countries should try and at least get them all on the same page.
Yeah, and I mean, we've mentioned that in the past. There's no reason that England and the U.S. can't have it together. Yeah, obviously Japan, China, France, Spain, whatever, you might want to give it a little bit of time so you can redub it. But I think also modern audiences are used to subtitles. And, you know, okay, so you release The Incredibles in English in France with French subtitles. I think most moviegoers are fine with that. Maybe not the kids so much because they're not used to it. So obviously Incredibles was probably a bad example. But Ant-Man and the Wasp, probably a better choice.
You but can they do know that also, they have in English. Months leading up to it. You know, they're making these movies in advance. They should kind of have thought about it before. It's just a little bit of an annoyance of mine. But I'd love to know what you guys, do you guys agree with me or not? Let us know in the comments below. Go check us out over at DiskKingdom.com for all the latest news and stuff over there. You can follow, like, subscribe. James, where can they find you?
You find me at heroiclegacy.com.
I'm on that night, guys. Thank you very much for watching. See you guys soon. Laters.
Later.